Good afternoon. Lynn Wheeler, 631 Swiftwater Road, Woodsville, 03785. Thank you for coming to Havel and enjoying our beautiful views. What is the project all about? Money and the need for Hydro-Quebec to have a market to export its product. Electricity is the sole reason for the project. While Northeast Utilities needs electricity, Hydro-Quebec stands to make a profit of $1 billion per year when this project is up and running. If you have PSNH Power and they give you back 100% of their share, you will get 97 cents per month on your bill. That's nothing. We've also been told that our area will get jobs and tax revenue out of this project. I checked on a project of Northeast Utilities that was just completed in Southern Connecticut. In one town, the entire project was put up in 3 days using helicopters and off-site construction. That means no need for local labor or benefit to our restaurants, hotels, or grocery stores, as we have been told. These are professional work crews that do this regularly and do not have the need of local labor. As to tax revenue, how much do you think your property will be worth if you have towers that are equal to an 11-story building in your backyard or line of sight? If you speak to realtors or assessors in other areas that are being affected by this, there are figures that speak to a reduction of from 50 to 100% of value. And this depends on how close you are to the lines and how it affects your view. Your property may be completely unmarketable. Abatements in our town would reduce our entire tax base to such levels that any increase from utility taxes would not come even close to closing that shortfall. If you're struggling to pay your taxes now, think how high the tax rate would need to be to close that gap. Right now, we have a 350-foot right-of-way. The proposed right-of-way will be 1,320 feet. I've had many people around town ask me why it needs to be that wide. I didn't have a very good answer for them. I kind of stumbled over it. I did some further research and found out that you only need 262 feet to put up an HVDC power line. Think about that, 262 versus 1320. Would that mean 5 rows of towers in our town? Just a couple of things I would like DOE to answer. Corona discharge is the creation of ions in the air by a strong electric field, and one effect of that is toxic compounds such as oxide and nitrogen ozone. Please address that in your further research. I'd also like to address cyber warfare. Corporate companies need to monitor their own lines. There's already been issues in Quebec. I'd like to see how that is going to be taken care of in this country. And the ice buildup has been addressed. Yes, 1.8 inches on a line will bring it down. What's going to happen when those lines are down and in our area? Thank you very much. I hope you do address those issues. And I hope no one in this room has to be interrupted by 130-foot towers. Thank you.